This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Every day that the Royals are still alive, we are going to have Josh Vernier join us on the show. Vern, happy to talk to you, my man.
Thanks for having me on.
Vern, I am surprised now thinking back to the series that the Orioles gave Bobby Wood Jr. so many opportunities. I mean, he got 9 at-bats in that series. The Royals had 3 RBIs and Bobby Wood Jr. had 2 of them. Do you think that the Yankees are going to have the same approach in this series?
I would be surprised in that second one, right? For the game on Wednesday, the sixth inning at bat, I would be surprised if they, especially if they have their backs against the wall like the Orioles did, I would be surprised if they allowed their second best reliever to dictate their season against a guy like Bobby Witt Jr. Now, Tuesday's game one, when Brandon Hyde left it up to Corbin Burnes to properly approach Bobby Witt Jr. I think Aaron Boone will do the same tomorrow with Garrett Cole. You trust your all-star, your Cy Young Award winner to understand the moment, and you can't let Bobby Witt Jr. beat me. Now, I understand the argument that someone needs to be the adult in the room, and you can't expect two lions to understand, or expect one of these two lions as they square off to understand that, well, I should live to fight another day. No, Garrett Cole, Corbin Burnes became who they are by backing down from no man. Bobby Witt Jr., the exact same thing. So when Aaron Boone leaves it up to Garrett Cole tomorrow in that situation, I think Garrett Cole will do a better job of executing than Corbin Burnes did. You can't leave a ball over the plate to Bobby Witt Jr. if you're going to pitch to him. You can't, right? You can't get cute. You can't try and get cute. You need to either put 4 fingers up or don't throw anything near the strike zone, and that's the mistake that Corbin Burnes made. So it's all very situational, but to break them down to the two that we saw against the Orioles, I think Tuesday's happens again. I don't believe that with their backs against the wall, Aaron Boone would allow Bobby Witt Jr. to get the best of them.
I would say right now, Vern, that the 3 most popular players in baseball are Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani, and Bryce Harper. Do you think it's fair to put Witt in that top 4? What tier, I guess, of superstar do you think he is? And I'm not just talking about on the field, because I think on the field he's definitely in that conversation. Right. But the total package of on the field, off the field, charisma, recognizability, where do you put Bobby Witt right now?
Yeah, wow. Not on the top tier. If we say Judge, Harper, and Shohei, which I would agree, those guys are the top tier. Well, then I think Mookie Betts and Jose Altuve are on that second tier. I'm sure there are some others. You know, Mike Trout, I think, is on that second tier. I don't know if Bobby is there on a national level just yet. By this time next week, I would hope that he is. But right now, no. I would say third tier. He's one of the guys that Major League Baseball obviously wants to get going. Just like, I don't know, man. Fernando Tatis, Ronald Acuna, right? They got Acuna has an MVP. I want to put Bobby in their class, but I'm wondering if the recognition of the Atlanta Braves and the San Diego Padres and their postseason pasts already have catapulted them to another level than Bobby. Maybe Bobby's on a fourth tier. I'd be interested in your thoughts. Acuna, Tatis, are they right there in your mind with Bobby?
Yeah, I would say that those guys are maybe a little bit ahead of Bobby Witt, and that's just time. You know what I mean? Tatis was on the cover of MLB The Show, where, you know, there are certain, you know, benchmarks in your career that lead to you being a superstar, like our introduction to Bryce Harper. He's on the cover of Sports Illustrated as a high school player, and he just always lived up to that. This just feels like one of those series that if Bobby Witt Jr. hits 400, hits a couple of home runs, you do it in Yankee Stadium, you do it in that moment, you do it on that stage. That's to me how you elevate up the ranks of becoming one of those names in baseball.
Yeah, I'm wondering, because Bryce Harper, you know, Sports Illustrated at 16, people hated him before he even got to the show. Shohei's Shohei, and Aaron Judge is special as well, just his stature, and of course wearing the pinstripes. You know, because Corey Seager's been around for a while. Corey Seager's won two World Series MVPs, and now, he's a big dude with some broad shoulders, so I guess he would stand out. But, you know, Corey Seager was the next great thing, is a future Hall of Famer if he can stay on the field. And yet, I don't know how far up the ladder he's ever made it. And, yeah, Bobby's more talented. But just because you're more talented doesn't mean you're going to become that national star when you're playing this sport. There needs to be something else. Just being a freak, I honestly don't think just being a freak is enough. Bobby's going to have to put on a show, right? He's going to have, and I mean a show, because like I mentioned, Corey Seager's put on plenty of October shows, and I think for most fans, certainly in Kansas City, he's a forgettable face. Really outside of Los Angeles and maybe Arlington, he's a forgettable face, and yet he's checked every single box a baseball player can check.
Right now we're talking to Josh Vernier. He's going to be on the show every day as long as the Royals are still alive. Vern, these are the stats for Michael Wacha against some of the key pieces for the Yankees. Aaron Judge is hitting 1-for-18 against Michael Wacha with 11 strikeouts. Gleyber Torres is 1-for-16. Giancarlo Stanton is 4-for-17. Alex Verdugo is 3-for-11 in this series. With those numbers, could you give Kansas City the advantage in this game? Because we know that momentum is normally as good as your next day starting pitcher, and it sounds like they have the pitching advantage in game one.
Well, I didn't hear Juan Soto's name in there.
That's
Juan
fair.
Soto has good numbers against, I think, all three of the Royals starting pitchers. And listen, man, you know this. It's baseball. Michael Wacha sleeps wrong tonight. Who knows how he's performing tomorrow? And shoot, if you know, it's not as if Gerrit Cole is a bum. Gerrit Cole, you know, probably a when right, top five right-hander in all of Major League Baseball. So if we see a duplication of games one or two in Baltimore, and it's a 1-1 game in the seventh inning, yeah, Wacha can do his job, Gerrit Cole can do their job, and they could still come out on the losing end as, you know, Wacha hangs one changeup in the middle to, you know, seven of the nine starters that the Yankees have, and they can burn you with one swing of the bat. You know, Giancarlo Stanton, you know, to go back to our previous conversation, Giancarlo Stanton, I think, is closer to that top tier of baseball recognizability than Bobby Witt Jr. obviously is right now, and I wonder if he can achieve that. To get to that level where Giancarlo Stanton, I think, is a lot more well-known coast-to-coast.
Last question here, Vern. I called today to try to get my playoff tickets, and I tried to do it the normal way. And
yeah.
I was priced out. Let's just go ahead and say that, you know?
Yeah.
They quoted me a number.
All those Yankees fans in Overland Park.
Yeah, they quoted me a number, and I'm thinking, wait, folks are spending this for a divisional round? This was more expensive than my Game 7 World Series tickets were. That's not what I wanted to ask you. What I do want to ask you is, what's the most money that you've ever spent to attend a sporting event or a concert?
I think I paid, how much did I pay for those Michigan-Ohio State tickets last year at the Big House? I want to say those were $400-$500 maybe.
And it was worth it. They won.
Yeah, it was. I mean, yeah, it was worth it from the moment I walked in to the moment I walked out. But yeah, I would say, you know, and I had to buy one for the wife to go along with me. So, you know, that's a grand, $1,200, I think I spent on that.
That is our guy, Josh Vernier, joining us on the show today.
Let me take back the wife. I know I don't like the wife, but yeah, Katie had to buy a ticket for her as well.
No, the wife. I knew who you were talking about. The listener knows who you're talking about.
That sounds rough.
Shout out to the wife. We appreciate Katie on this show. Vern, man, thank you so much, man. We'll catch you next week, man. We're going to do this every day, man.
She's the wife because of this show. I appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me on.
That's our guy, Josh Vernier, joining us on the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.